You're listening to the German language course, Radio D. A joint project of the Goethe Institute and Deutsche Welle Radio. The author is Gerard Meise.
Hello everyone and welcome to episode 35 of your German language course, Radio D. Philip and Paula have finished their interview about a former music student whom everybody only called Beethoven. They pack their things and think about what they are going to do now. Listen to this scene. Pay attention to the comments on why the new Beethoven might be playing in the Beethoven Museum.
So, das war's.
Philipp, was meinst du? Ob der neue Beethoven da nachts im Museum spielt? Und warum gerade im Museum?
Weil er da geboren ist.
Ach komm, so ein Quatsch.
Wieso? Die Studentin hat doch gesagt, Beethoven spielt Beethoven.
Aber wer sagt denn, dass er im Museum spielt? Ich habe gestern Nacht auch die Musik gehört. Und sie kam ganz sicher nicht aus dem Museum.
Ja, hallo Eulalia. Du kommst ja immer im richtigen Moment. Und woher kam die Musik dann?
Ich habe die Musik gehört und den Klavierspieler gesehen.
Eulalia, mach's nicht so spannend. Wo hast du ihn gesehen?
Im Nachbarhaus.
Da gehen wir heute hin.
Etwa wieder um Mitternacht?
When Paula asks why the new Beethoven plays in the museum of all places, Philip remarks ironically that Beethoven was born there.
Und warum gerade im Museum?
Weil da geboren ist.
Of course, Beethoven wasn't born in a museum, but perhaps you remember that what is now the Beethoven Museum was Beethoven's birthplace. Paula thinks Philip's answer is complete nonsense.
Ach komm, so ein Quatsch.
But Philip remembers how one student said that the music student called Beethoven plays Beethoven, and not just his music, but the person as well.
Wieso? Die Studentin hat doch gesagt, Beethoven spielt Beethoven.
But Philip and Paula don't have any time to discuss their theories anymore because Eulalia suddenly interrupts them. This time, she's obviously followed Philip and Paula to Bonn on her nocturnal excursions. And from the air, she was able to locate the source of the nighttime music better because she not only heard the pianist but saw him through a window as well.
Ich habe die Musik gehört und den Klavierspieler gesehen.
Eulalia doesn't want to tell all she knows straight away, so that Philip almost angrily tells her not to keep them in suspense. He wants to know where she has seen the piano player. And that was not in the museum itself, but in the next house.
Eulalia, mach's nicht so spannend. Wo hast du ihn gesehen?
Im Nachbarhaus.
There we have it. So Philip and Paula will go there again today. At midnight, of course, and with Eulalia. And, knowing Philip and Paula, they'll be wanting to see the pianist and interview him as well, if possible. In the next scene, listen to what the two of them do at midnight. Pay attention to where exactly the music is coming from. How can you tell?
Eulalia? Meinst du dieses Haus?
Ich glaube, ja.
Was heißt, ich glaube? Weißt du es nicht?
Von oben sieht alles anders aus. Einen Moment. ist es.
Philipp, wir haben Glück. Die Tür ist offen. Jetzt aber schnell.
Boah, warum wohnt er nur ganz oben?
Jetzt? Diese Tür ist zu.
Na und? Wir klingeln.
So spät?
Egal. Da spielt ja auch noch jemand Klavier.
You're sure to have heard how Philip and Pola run up the stairs. Philip gets quite out of breath. He wonders why the pianist lives right at the top, perhaps in the attic.
Boah, warum wohnt er nur ganz oben?
The fact that the music could be heard more and more clearly also told you that it was coming from the top stories of the house. But before that, Philip and Pola have to find the house from which Eulalia heard the music. While they are standing in front of the houses, Pola points to one of them and asks Eulalia if this is the house she meant.
Eulalia, meinst du dieses Haus?
At first, Eulalia is not sure. After all, everything looks different from above. She means her flight over the house.
Von oben sieht alles anders aus. Einen Moment. Ja, stimmt. Das ist es.
But Eulalia recognizes the house, and luckily, the front door is open.
Philipp, wir haben Glück. Die Tür ist offen.
So they can go into the house. When they arrive at the door to the piano player's apartment, it is, of course, shut. And they have to decide, after all, it's midnight, whether to ring the doorbell or not.
Und jetzt? Diese Tür ist zu.
Pola and Philip decide to ring the bell. After all, Philip argues, someone is still playing piano there.
Na und? Wir klingeln.
So spät?
Egal, da spielt ja auch noch jemand Klavier.
Someone opens the door. It's a student. Listen to this scene.
Hallo, liebe Hörerinnen und Hörer.
Willkommen
bei Radio D.
Radio D.
Die Reportage.
How does the pianist's flatmate react? Pay attention to the tone of his voice.
Ich höre Schritte. Ist wohl noch jemand außer Beethoven wach?
Guten Abend.
Guten Abend.
Guten Abend. Seid ihr Freunde von Beethoven?
Nicht direkt, aber wir müssen ihn unbedingt sprechen.
Jetzt? Um diese Zeit? Aber sonst geht's euch gut, oder? Wisst ihr, dass es Mitternacht ist?
Entschuldigung, können wir nicht ganz kurz mit ihm sprechen?
Nein, das geht jetzt nicht.
Warum geht das nicht?
Warum? weil ihr ihn jetzt nicht stören dürft, weil es Mitternacht ist und weil ich schlafen will. Jetzt ist Schluss. Das Spiel ist aus, also gute Nacht.
Well, that wasn't very successful. Were you able to hear how the flatmate gradually gets angrier and angrier? At first, he's very friendly and asks Pola and Philip whether they are friends of Beethoven's.
Guten Abend. Seid ihr Freunde von Beethoven?
Pola and Philip don't want to admit that they don't know Beethoven, so Philip's answer is very vague. Not exactly. The only thing that's clear is that they absolutely, unbedingt, have to speak with Beethoven.
Nicht direkt, aber wir müssen ihn unbedingt sprechen.
Here the man's tone becomes slightly annoyed, and he asks sarcastically, "But otherwise you're okay, are you?" Which indirectly means, "You're off your rockers."
Jetzt um diese Zeit? Aber sonst geht's euch gut, oder? Wisst ihr, dass es Mitternacht ist?
Then Pola asks again whether she can at least speak to Beethoven briefly. The young man refuses, and when Philip asks why it isn't possible, he really flies into a rage. He repeats the why and gives several reasons, including the fact it is already midnight.
Warum, warum? Weil ihr ihn jetzt nicht stören dürft, weil es Mitternacht ist und weil ich schlafen will. Jetzt ist Schluss.
Incidentally, I don't think the sentence, "The game is up," only refers to the piano playing.
Das Spiel ist aus, also gute Nacht.
But at least Pola and Philip now know that it was really the new Beethoven who was playing. But they still don't know the reason why Beethoven always plays at midnight. And I have to admit that I don't know either. But I do know why our professor is coming. He's coming because he'd like to explain something to you.
Und nun kommt unser Professor.
Radio D.
Gespräch über Sprache.
Hello everyone. I can't explain to you either why the young Beethoven played at midnight. But I can explain to you how you can give a reason for something in German. With a subordinate clause.
Then there'll have to be subordinate clauses that start with the conjunction because, weil.
Weil. Weil.
That's right. Listen to an example.
Warum geht das nicht?
Das geht nicht, weil ich schlafen will.
But in the answer, the main clause doesn't have to be repeated.
Correct. In normal conversation, it's even uncommon to do so. The explanation starts directly with the conjunction weil.
Warum geht das nicht?
Weil ich schlafen will.
In the subordinate clauses, the conjugated verb is right at the end of the sentence.
That's right. Listen once more to the reasons given by the student.
Warum, warum? Weil ihr ihn jetzt nicht stören dürft, weil es Mitternacht ist und weil ich schlafen will. Jetzt ist Schluss.
Thank you very much, Professor. The next episode is all about the original Beethoven, Ludwig van Beethoven.
Bis zum nächsten Mal, liebe Hörerinnen und Hörer.
You've been listening to Radio D, a German course of the Goethe-Institut and Deutsche Welle Radio.
Und tschüss.